And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the other side of midnight, that magic time between dusk and dawn where the things we kind of look at in daytime and go, ah, come on. When you look at them at night, after sundown, in this magic time, they take on a totally different illumination. For instance, let's start with this morning's news. The Allen Array, north of San Francisco, the SETI Institute's Allen Array of 42 dishes, has reported today that they have not heard any signals from the Kepler star, KIC 8462852. But, of course, this doesn't mean anything because the artificial model is not conditioned on the idea that there's anybody there currently sending signals. There could be someone there, and they're not sending signals in terms of radio. That's one model. Or there was someone there, and they're no longer there, and we're looking at some massive architecture which has been orbiting for millions of years, and we're looking at a relic, at a derelict. And thus we wouldn't expect any radio signals from that either. In fact, this is just the beginning of the process, because the real search is the amateur astronomers. The American Variable Star Association has issued a circular to all its membership, with thousands of amateur astronomers around the world who look at variable stars, and has alerted them to be on the lookout for any variability of the Kepler star. That will be the signal to the major observatories, as we said on the show a couple weeks ago, to in fact point their telescopes at the star and see if there are any occultations or transits or eclipses in progress. And if that is true, then they'll bring to bear the major spectroscopes of those observatories. And that will give us our first definitive test, a passive test. If the observations of spectroscopic data are one way, the thing is probably just an anomaly of nature, which we can then move on from. But if they turn out another way, if the background is what's called gray, if the eclipses are sharp, if there's no color fringing or color deviation, then in fact we could be looking at an alien megastructure circling a star 1,500 light years away. So stay tuned. Item number two, if you go to othersideofmidnight.com and go to Radio with Pictures, item number two, link number two, is the NASA announcement today that, like we said on this show a few nights ago, Mars' atmosphere is no longer what it used to be. In fact, the Mars atmosphere is almost a pale vestige, an echo of what it used to be. NASA's latest results indicate that Mars used to be much more Earth-like. In fact, it was probably like another Earth. And then something happened. In their model, the solar wind blew away the atmosphere of Mars over long, long periods of time. In our model, of course, as discussed here extensively, because of the eventual fate of the Type II civilization that we now believe inhabited this solar system a long time ago, something catastrophic happened to Mars. It lost its atmosphere in a brief period of time, and we're currently seeing the result. Now, there's nothing in the NASA data that they reported today which allows us to differentiate between those two models, because the NASA model has huge assumptions, the if-this-goes-on assumption. And when you're dealing with discontinuities, if this goes on is not appropriate. Finally this morning, I want to talk about the news. I want to talk about the election briefly. Ben Carson has suddenly made pyramids. Pyramids on Earth, pyramids in Egypt, the ancient pyramids of ancient Egypt, front page news around the world. Millions of people who have not thought of pyramids maybe in their lifetime, certainly in the lifetime of the news programs they've been watching, are suddenly all now thinking pyramids, simultaneously with the fact that we on this show have been discussing the results from the MRO close-up data on the D&M pyramid, showing unequivocally in these new images that there was an extraordinary ancient Type II civilization on Mars, a Type II civilization which vanished for some reason, perhaps 65 million years ago in that time frame, leaving ruins all over the system which have been moldering back into the ground, to which, inevitably, we wonder what happened. Well, remember, Star Trek was a Type II civilization.